so much going on these days, and it's nice that you made the choice to be with us, and you picked a good day to be here because we have two guests here to talk about one of the highlights of the year for many people in our region and something that benefits many more people in our region. Tamara Kilgore is here from Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Ken Regal from Just Harvest. And my pleasure now to say good morning to each of you. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks
Hi, Larry.
For having us.
Hello. And this is one of my favorite things in the world. We take somebody, an organization that's dealing with the root causes of hunger, trying to work to change policies and make hunger go away by getting at the root causes. And then we have an organization, and that's Just Harvest, by the way, of who Ken Regal is representing, and an organization that's working in that area to an extent, but also just dealing with the symptoms and the results of hunger and trying to help folks by distributing food efficiently in a way that's really become a national model for getting food to pantries and ultimately to people, and that's Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Tamara, let's start with you.
Okay.
I think some folks don't know just how extensive and sort of what goes into a food bank. A lot of people might think, oh, you drop off food and then somebody comes and picks it up. You are really a warehouse sorting, trucking, logistics operation. Can you describe the food bank?
It's always nice when people come to tour the facility and they're like, I had no idea that it was this large and it's so clean. But it is. It's a 95,000 square foot facility that helps us get food and products out to our 11 county service area, which includes about 400 network member agencies. So it's anywhere from a food pantry to a community center. We do have quite an operation that's coming out of our office in Duquesne.
And, you know, you hear that many square feet. If you've ever come here to the Children's Museum to visit us, it's about twice the size of the Children's Museum. Football field, it's about 2 acres.
Right.
2 acres of activities, and a lot of volunteers come. Where does the food come from that you collect?
So we get a lot of food from community support. We have tremendous support from people that have food drives. They host fun drives. And we also purchase some from the state and also from our member network, Feeding America, the national agency.
And where does the food go to?
It goes out in our 11 county service area. It goes to a lot of our member agencies, but we also have emergency distributions for people that are just at that point where they're like, the ends don't meet. So they come to us, and we are more than happy to supply them with what they need.
So chances are, if you go to a local food pantry in your neighborhood, that they are getting food from Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
That is correct.
And is this typical throughout the country that there's one central collection agency that serves such a wide area?
Not necessarily typical, but it is throughout the country that there is this one large agency that then filters the food out to different member agencies.
So it makes it easier for institutionalized donations to come in, and you can also make sure that food is allocated accordingly.
Correct.
That's got to be tricky.
It is, but we have a great team. It's our network development team, and they are in-house, and they are in constant contact with our member agencies to ensure that we are getting them the product that they need, and not just the product that they need, but the ability to use the product correctly. So we have another department that's food and nutritional education, and they will create recipe cards for families that may be getting a particular produce that they hadn't ever had before. So it's no good getting it if you don't know how to make it or how to cook it or how to store it.
That's a good point to know what are you going to do with this.
Exactly.
Or maybe it's something you never considered. Now, Ken Regal is here, too. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Larry.
And Just Harvest is an agency. How long is Just Harvest? Are you up to 30?
It's almost 30 years, yes.
And Just Harvest has been fighting the good fight in a lot of different areas for many years, from helping individuals access benefits such as food stamps to helping with income tax returns, and also to looking into policies and best practices to try to eliminate hunger. We're going to talk about the Empty Bowls Dinner, which is a week from tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Good.
We've already had a few calls asking, when is it? What's new this year? What's happening? But I think it's important that people know the two agencies who not only work together to put on Empty Bowls, but who are the benefactors of Empty Bowls. Ken, what has Just Harvest been up to lately?
So Just Harvest is focused on strengthening and securing the safety net of public programs that support the needs of hungry and poor people in Allegheny County. And with 160,000 people in Allegheny County on food stamps, or SNAP as it's called now, we know that the government safety net, the public safety net, is really the first line of defense for people in need. And unless that system is strong and secure and generous and compassionate, people are left in the lurch. People are forced to rely on charitable supports that can be less predictable, that can be less accessible in many ways. And so securing that public safety net means thinking about the policies and working on the policies that affect low-income people's ability to get the help that they need. It means making sure that customer service at the state's Department of Human Services is adequate. It means making sure that people can use their food stamp benefits, which are all electronic now, at places like farmers markets that traditionally only take cash. So over the last couple of years, Just Harvest has built a program called Fresh Access that now accepts electronic transactions for 15 different farmers markets in Allegheny County. We'll be starting up again in May. Different markets open at different times, but typically around mid-May to early June. So we'll be operating that program, which grew by something like 40% just last year, to make sure that people have the best available opportunity to use their benefits to buy good, nutritious, healthy, locally sourced food. We're also working right now to make it possible for as many people as need to remain eligible for food stamps under some very strict new rules that have recently come into effect that limit food stamp eligibility to just a few months out of the year for low-income people that don't have children and don't have disabilities. The rules are somewhat technical, and making sure that as many people as are eligible for exceptions to those rules get those exceptions, that the paperwork is in order, that the system is well understood by the people who are affected by it, and working in Harrisburg and in Washington to make sure that our policymakers are taking the problem of hunger seriously.
It's a lot of work, and you've really devoted your entire life to fighting.
Just my adult life.
He's devoted his entire life to fighting, his entire life to adult life, to working in the areas of hunger. What prompted you? I've never asked you that all the years I've known you. When did you first get curious about hunger and causes of hunger?
Well, I think hunger as a specific issue I really only began to learn about when I started working for Just Harvest predecessor on some fundraising efforts that the Hunger Action Coalition was doing back in the mid-1980s. But I, as long as I can remember, I've been concerned about social issues and about social justice. I think some of that comes from my family upbringing, Jewish social values, and a sense that those of us who grew up in some sort of upper middle class American privilege, have more than just a charitable obligation to sort of give mm-hmm. back, in air quotes, on the radio. How do you do that?
Yeah.
but have an obligation to work for a society that's inherently fairer, so that people have real opportunity to flourish and have lives where they don't have to worry about whether they have enough food for dinner. It's pretty basic to anybody who likes food as much as I do.
Well, in front of me, and thanks for answering that, in front of me are some beautiful bowls. This one is almost like a little tureen. It's about 6 inches in diameter, maybe 4.5 inches tall. This one has pretty little handles on it. The first one was made by Paco Bernardo. And the second one is made by Don Fisher. These are gorgeous.
Yes, we brought some bowls this morning from the bowl makers at the Father Ryan Arts Center, a community arts facility in McKees Rocks. Don and Paco and other folks at the Father Ryan Center have been strong supporters of Empty Bowls for many years, for as long as there's been a Father Ryan Arts Center, I think.
Lynn Hogan made this one. These are so beautiful. And here's one, Sam Georgiana. These are so nice. One of these days we're going to hear breaking bowls. I need to be very careful. But these are examples of bowls. When you go to the Empty Bowls mm-hmm. dinner, which is at Road of Shalom a week from tomorrow,
right.
And new schedule this year, there are seatings from 1:30 to 3:30, then there's a break, mm-hmm. and then 4:30 to 6:30. So if you've had to wait in line in the past, a little waiting's good because, you know, the idea is to symbolize people who might wait in line for food. But a lot of waiting can make you crabby. And so this year I think there'll be less waiting because
yes.
of the new format. But it's a week from tomorrow, and you'll get one of these bowls, which helps symbolize those whose bowls go empty. And they're beautiful.
Yes, we did. So we brought 5 bowls from the Father Ryan Arts Center. But I did the math, and that comes out to about 1/3 of 1% of the 1,500 or so bowls
wow.
that we'll have on display for people to choose from at the Empty Bowls dinner. They come from about 3 dozen schools and community arts programs, senior centers, Girl Scout troops, you name it. If people have their hands in clay, they're making bowls for Empty Bowls.
So these students and artists do their part by creating the bowls that they know you will be receiving as a gift when you go to the Empty Bowls dinner. So they are already getting involved by working with their hands and minds to create these beautiful bowls. You come to the Empty Bowls dinner, your donation of $22 admits you. You receive a bowl, and then you receive great soup and bread, and maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if you're a kid. PB&J for kids this year.
I believe we're thinking about grilled cheese this
year. Oh!
Yes, we're mixing it up.
That might get my attention.
We'll see. Everyone's a kid at heart.
And I know the Children's Museum will be there with activities.
Yes. So
we'll be there. Ricky and I will be there, as always. And great soup and great bread from lots of fine chefs and bakers. Who is going to be doing that this year?
We do. We have nearly 2 dozen restaurants that will be donating their time and efforts with the soup. And we also have a food bank soup based out of some of the produce that we have routinely in our inventory. Our food and nutritional department came up with a menu recipe, and so we're going to have that soup as well.
That's great.
It's fantastic.
We should have a name the soup contest
yes.
for the food bank soup. This is all, you don't need to make a reservation. You can just come. I can't remember if there's a different entry for
yeah.
kids.
But at the door, it's $25. So if you purchase online via ShowClix, it's $22. But the day of, the tickets are on sale for $25.
Thank you for clarifying that. And again, this is a week from tomorrow, Sunday, the 20th is the
correct
date. And starting at 1:30 to 3:30, and a deep breath, and then 4:30 to 6:30 at Road of Shalom, which is right at the corner of 5th and Moorwood in the Oakland neighborhood. You know, we just have a couple minutes, and first, I want to be sure there are other things we should be mentioning, and let me turn to you, Tamara. Anything that folks should know?
No, it's not so much that folks should know about the event. We encourage everyone to come out and buy a ticket to the event, but just continue to remember that most of us ask ourselves, what are we having for dinner, but not most of us ask, not too many of us ask, are we having dinner? So I think understanding that difference between what am I having and are we having is critical to our support of the communities we serve to ensure that we can eliminate hunger in southwestern Pennsylvania.
It's a good way of putting that, and a very, very salient way to remember. Ken?
Well, we have a wonderful silent auction of higher-end ceramic art and bowls signed by a number of celebrities. We'll have local elected officials and media personalities helping to serve the soup. From what I understand, our fabulous MC is going to be returning
for another year. I'll be there.
Is that someone you know, Larry?
Yes. I'll be there. I don't MC as many events as I used to because I'm a little busier than I used to be. I would not miss the Empty Bowls dinner for anything in the world.
So your listeners should know, Larry Berger will be there at the Empty Bowls dinner for the umpteenth year in a row.
I think
Master of Ceremonies. We're looking forward to
19
next
or 20 or something. It's a great event. Ricky will be there too. And I'm looking forward to the new format and also to seeing you. I hope you'll consider coming to join us, pick up a bowl. You know, I would pay the $22 or $25 just to get one of these beautiful bowls. And here you also will be getting the beautiful feeling of making a donation that will benefit two very worthy nonprofits. And also just creating this wonderful continuum of support from the people who make the bowls to the people that buy them, in this case you that day, to the people donating the soup, donating the bread, and knowing that your donations are going to the organization leading the fight to change policies, to eliminate the root causes of hunger, to the organization that's serving the people whose bowls go empty frequently or maybe just one or two times a month or a week when paychecks start to dwindle. So thank you, Tamara Kilgore and Ken Riegel,
Greater
Pittsburgh
so
Community Food Bank and Just Harvest, respectively. And we'll see you in 8 days at the Empty Bowls dinner, March 20th.